They don't need a nuclear weapon because they've got the Strait of Hormuz. So, an answer, that was a long answer to a short question. You said, what's going to happen? The 14 points, absolutely, Israel's going to queer the deal one way or another. Let's go into the knock-on effects. Now, remember when I said there were three major players and 10 minor players? Saudi Arabia got hit. Qatar got hit. The UAE got hit. They looked around and said, you know, we were promised by the United States that to give them funds from our profit to invest in treasury bonds to put in the banks, they would give us a security umbrella. The security umbrella turned out to be a fishing net that the rain could go through. There was no security umbrella. Persia has been a major power in the Middle East for 2,500 years. Now, if you go back 2,500 years when Persia really was a major power, what was the most valuable occupation? What was the highest paid occupation in Saudi Arabia?
Don't
They were goat herders.
know. Okay.
Okay, they were goat herders and camel herders until somebody discovered oil. Okay,
Okay.
100% of what they've got comes from oil, period. Now, are they trying to modify their economies? Absolutely, no question whatsoever. But they got all their riches from oil, and it was strictly accidental. Now, if you were in Saudi Arabia or in Qatar, the UAE, and you had funneled trillions of dollars to the United States under the guise of they were going to give you a security blanket, they were going to give you a security umbrella, they were going to protect you from any bad guys in the area, and that turned out not to be true, what would you do? Well, here's what's crazy. They're going to go back to the history books and they're going to say, you know, Persia used to be a big deal. They may call themselves Iran today, but they were a big deal for 2,500 years. Why don't we get in bed with them and come up with mutual security agreements? Some of those countries, including Jordan, have gotten in bed with Israel, and they are all reconsidering their position. So, another long answer to a short question. The pact where everybody would reinvest their money in the US called the petrodollar, it's through, it's finished. And that is catastrophic for the United States government and the Treasury bond. Now, I'm going to ask your listeners to give me a little credibility. I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps. I was second lieutenant when I was 20. I was a captain when I was 22. I flew 800 missions of combat. I flew the F-4 when I was 20 years old. The quality of the American weapons, the Patriot missile system, the F-35, the B-52s, the KC-135 refueling aircraft, the quality of the United States military equipment is total crap. The F-35 is a $2.1 trillion, and bear in mind, we're only talking about $39 trillion in U.S. debt. 5% of the U.S. debt went into one program, and the airplane's a piece of crap. It is not stealthy. They have been shot down. The Chinese can shoot it down. The Russians can shoot it down. The Iranians can shoot it down. Why would anybody throw money at the F-35 now? So, two issues here. One is the petrodollar system. is history. Absolutely. That ain't going to happen. They're going to get into bed with Iran. They're going to get into bed with Russia. They're going to get into bed with China, but they are not going to be in bed with the United States, and certainly not in bed with Israel. And the other part is it, what is the United States has gone through periods where the railroads were the biggest industry in the United States. And then we went through a period where airlines were a big industry in the United States. And we had an industry around the automobile industry. We had an industry about real estate. What is the most important economic industry in the United States today that affects every American?
Commodities, metals, energy. No? Military?
That's the solution. The military industrial complex. Okay. The military industrial complex is behind everything. And the F-35 program, there's 435 congressmen. I saw an ad for the F-35 once, and they were bragging that there were like 405 congressional districts that they had F-35 programs. And of course, what they were doing is they were looking around, hey, have you got anything we can put on the F-35 seat belts or ejection seats or jet fuels or anything you could do for it? They were bribing Congress, which is a long-standing failed result for the United States. So we've got this situation where the petrodollar is dead, which means the US bond market's in deep serious trouble, the stock market's in deep serious trouble, and the military industrial complex just got the rug yanked right out from underneath them. Now let's go back to the Strait of Hormuz. Let's pretend, and you got to drink a bottle or two of wine to actually do this successfully. Let's pretend there is an agreement that is signed on Friday. Now, understand it's not a treaty, it's not a peace agreement, it's an MOU. That in a quart of lukewarm elephant spit has about the same value. They sign the MOU. Is the energy issue over?
No.
Okay, do you know what Cushing is in the
No.
energy business? Nah, you
No.
do too, Steve. It's where all the pipelines come together in the United States, and they pump oil from Oklahoma and Texas all over the United States, except California. Nobody wants to ship oil to California. Cushing stores, I think, 400 million barrels of oil. The tanks run dry next Monday. Wow, no shit. Okay, here's what's crazy. At the price of oil, it's gone down 25% in the last 2 weeks, mostly because of bullshit. Nothing that's changed, okay? Every single day the Strait of Hormuz is closed, the amount of oil available to the world goes down. Now then, if that's true, how much more oil is available to the world the day after the Strait opens?
I mean, you still have the lag effect, right? Like what? The lag
Like
effect?
6 weeks,
It's
okay?
six
Six
weeks
weeks
lag,
to three
at least,
months,
right?
okay? So the concept is, well, gee whiz, they signed this document, Strait of Hormuz will open, and the price of gas will go down to $2 a gallon. Bullshit. Ain't gonna happen. We have done so much damage to the supply chains, to the fertilizer market, to the agriculture market, to the sulfur market, to the everything is based on energy and petroleum, and it is not going to be fixed on Friday if they did sign the damn thing.
Which you're saying they don't. Because
Exactly.
a certain nation won't let it happen, is what I'm hearing you say. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And strange enough, and I've got to throw this in, the stupidity of the leadership, and I use big quotation marks here, leadership of the United States, how they let Donald Trump get into that silly ass war in the first place.
Hey guys, Andy here. If you like this clip, please click in the show notes below to get the full interview or in the link in the discussion to get the full interview. We launched NRS World recently, and if you want to be a part of that community, please feel free to subscribe. It'll help us grow the channel to get you the best geopolitical guests that we can come up with and to help you stay informed. See you over there.